Apple had their developers conference, and then Google had their developers conference, I think actually in the same exact room a few weeks later. Both of them kind of announced very similar things. The idea that you could connect or link your phone to your tablet, to your computer, to your car, to your TV, to, in the case of Google, maybe even the smoke detector in your bedroom, because they now own smoke detector company Nest. But the idea is that these devices should be almost interchangeable. You should be able to get a call on your phone and answer it on your computer, even if your phone's in the other room, or send a text message from your computer without touching your phone. But it's the lock-in wars, because whether you realize it or not, when you go to buy your next device, if you don't then buy all other devices within the same family, in other words, all Apple or all Google / Android, you're not going to get all of these benefits of this internet connectivity, because if your devices don't all come from the same family, they're not all going to work together.
On one hand, that's great. I mean, you have your Apple family, your Google or Samsung family or whatever, but overall, is it good for us as consumers?
Well, I think there's pros and cons. I mean, first of all, the last time we had a real serious lock-in war, it was no war at all. There was only one company, so they weren't at war with anyone. That's when Microsoft really owned the computing world with Windows and Microsoft Office. And the problem was, since they didn't have competition, there really wasn't a lot of motivation for them to innovate. With two companies in the war, and frankly, Microsoft's in this war, Samsung's in this war, and Amazon.com's in this war, there's lots of players, Apple and Google being the two biggest. With lots of players at war, it means they're all motivated to keep innovating and driving prices down and impressing us and wowing us over and over again. That's good for consumers. The bad part for consumers is that when you're locked into something, it really does reduce your choice. If you're in the Apple family, you can only buy and use what Apple makes. And if you're in the Android family, you can only use what comes from the Android family. That does limit your choices.
At this point, a lot of us could be not locked in. That is, you could have an iPhone in your pocket, maybe a Samsung tablet in your briefcase, and then you go home and rarely use, but still use that laptop that's an old-fashioned Microsoft PC. So where do we go from here? Do we lock in or not?
Right now, it doesn't matter much. You can have all kinds of devices from all kinds of families. And the family of devices aren't that connected yet. But a few months from now, and by the end of the year, they will be very connected. I mean, Apple promised a new operating system in the fall. I think Google has various new versions of the operating system, Android and Chrome, coming out soon. And it is going to start mattering a lot. And so I would just encourage people, before they invest in a new device, really stop and think to yourself, I'm not just buying a device, but I'm really buying a future of devices, which may come to your TV or a device that connects to your TV. It may include your refrigerator. It may include something you add to your car. So this is a big, important, expensive decision you're making. And I would suggest that people give it the time and attention it deserves to make sure you're really buying into the family that's going to serve you the best.
Obviously, if you send a text from a Droid to an iPhone, it's going to go through. But I wonder if, as we continue with these divergent families, the Apple family, the Samsung family, the Google family, will we have trouble communicating, I wonder, somewhere down the road?
I think it's in all of these companies' best interest to allow their devices to connect as seamlessly as possible with all other devices, because you don't make friends by making enemies that way. Although we know in the Apple world, there's iMessage. I think we're going to see a movement towards both more and more openness and seamless usage, but also sort of a privilege level of use between people that are in the same family. And it may not be in messaging. It may be in things like sharing songs, sharing photos, sharing movies, sharing books, because this lock-in wars is not just about the hardware, but it's also going to be about the services that you get, the services from Apple, the services from Google, the services from Microsoft. Some people will choose which family of devices to use because they like the services, and the services drive the decision.